This morning, we continue in a series of messages on one word prayers. During this Lenten season, we've been intentionally focusing on a time of prayer. We've looked at prayers of confession and supplication, petition and intercession. That is to say, oops, help, why, please. And today, wow, that kind of experience when you can't help but lift your arms in praise and thanksgiving. Luke's parable of the extravagant father, as I like to call it, is a wow. Now, researchers have found that even in an atmosphere like this culture that you and I live in, most homes have a Bible. Now, about 1 in 5 Americans open their Bible regularly. You can decide what regularly means. Does it mean daily or weekly, monthly, or once a year, whether they need it or not? But 9 out of 10 Americans know this story, know the story of the prodigal son. In fact, we imagine it to be our American story. That is to say, no matter what happened before I came to the land of opportunity, I will be embraced and will go forward from there. There are more sermons in this single chapter of Luke, Luke 15, than could possibly be preached in a lifetime. And they're burgeoning to be shared this morning. The older brother, the younger brother, the neighbor, the dad, the mom, the whole bunch. But for today, we say one of the things that people in America know about this parable is about God. And God is a God of wow. Can you imagine when Jesus began to tell this story, the one we call the prodigal son? Can you imagine the kind of clucking of tongues that happened as the gathered group came together to listen to these wayward tales of this younger son? They knew this story. They knew about children who sassed back, children who wanted their own way, who were going to leave home, not worry about the rest of the family, pick a little, talk a little, pick a little, talk a little. Everyone knew this story. In fact, can't you imagine the crowd was ready to add their own stories, the details from their kids as well? You wouldn't believe what my kid did. If you think that's bad, let me tell you my kids' stories. They knew that Jesus was describing a younger son who demanded his inheritance, gone off for greener pastures, and then came to his senses and decided to return home, even rehearsing his story as he came home. This is how I'm going to make it all right. But this place is where the story comes off the rails. When the son comes home, the father did not remain dignified and put on his "I'm a little disappointed in you" face that parents are supposed to do when their kids come back. No, in fact, dad, and we can imagine mom, began running towards the wayward son the moment they caught glimpse of him, running to embrace him, to love him, to care, and to celebrate. Now, I can imagine in our 21st century wisdom, we could be asking some questions right here. We could be saying, are they enabling his bad habits? Don't they know anything about tough love? Does the son really deserve all of this great big celebration? Wouldn't the money be better spent for the whole family, not just for this one? And I imagine there are vital places for us to talk about that. But here, we learn about God. We learn that, as Frederick Buchner, the theologian, says, it's the outlandishness of God who does impossible things with equally impossible people. God, who is embodied in the parents of this younger son, who seeks us out, who loves us with extravagant and almost wasteful kind of love. In the Methodist tradition, we call this prevenient grace. On the strength of this very parable of the parent, God, and scripture and experience, we understand that God's grace comes before us, before you and I turned to God, before we knew anything about God. God whispers into our hearts, moves in our lives in ways we only see years later, and seeks us. I was really moved by this sculpture this week. It's called The Return of the Prodigal. It's made out of terracotta. An artist named Charles McCullough. It's new, relatively, 2006, but I love the love that almost knocks over the sun in embrace. The vibrant embrace that is a wow to this story. Wow, God is faithful. Wow, he loves us that much. Wow, God is good. That's what prayers of adoration are all about. In adoration, we remind ourselves that God is at the ground and origin of all. God, who is Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. In adoration, we remember that we're not the ones carrying the world. God's got that part covered. No Greek mythology needed here. Adoration is where we look around, taking our full attention to God's creation and God's character, and say, wow. I think our Roman Catholic brothers and sisters have something on us here where they have a sense of adoration that focuses completely on God's character. We have something to learn there when we focus in prayer on what God has done for us. Anne Lamont, the patron saint of these one-word prayers, says this: wow means we're not dulled to wonder. We click into being fully present when we're stunned into the gasp by the sight of a birth or the images of the World Trade Center falling, the experience of first being in a fjord at dawn for the first time. Wow is about having one's mind blown by the mesmerizing or the miraculous, the leaf, the bird song, volcanoes. Wow is in God's nature and God's character, in people and in creation. Wow is adoration and wonderment. Wow is the incredible twists and turns in the parable to find out the hero of the story that's been used has incredible flaws and is still deeply loved by God. Now that story, the one that 9 out of 10 Americans know, that story is our story. Whether you've always been the good older brother or sister who's done everything you ought, or whether you've run afoul of what you woulda, coulda, shoulda done and don't really want to talk about it today anyway. That story is our story. In this story and throughout our lives, we say, wow. And we have all kinds of reasons to cry, wow. Listen to these holy words. I believe that appreciation is a holy thing, that when we look for what's best in a person we happen to be with, what God is doing, we appreciate our neighbor and we're participating in something truly sacred. Those words come from a Presbyterian pastor you all know because he turned into a TV star. Those are the words of Mr. Rogers that spoke to generations of children about wonderment and awe. I was in wonder and awe this week with the birth. I showed you a picture, the birth of our niece this week. That's the little one that I was showing off just a little bit, Brooke Allison. We have been, throughout the season of Lent, adding to our prayer tree out in the narthex. And I need to tell you that yesterday, when this place was full of folks from Tools for Ministry, 215 people filled this space, many paused in that holy ground before your prayers that were offered there and prayed alongside you for those things that we've offered. So today, I'm going to invite you to offer prayers of wow. When did you see God moving and couldn't help but want to shout out, wow, in the midst of God's people? I had a bit of a wow moment at 8:30 when I realized there weren't post-it notes in your bulletin. So I'm going to invite you after worship to find a post-it note right in front of that tree and add some of those prayers up to that tree. Feel free to pause in prayer for how others have prayed as well. As we join one another in prayer, we find our deepest fears, our greatest hope, and we find faith that comes from being in community together. We find God's wow. We find that it's more than we could have imagined. So this morning, as we prepare to come to the table, I invite you to come as one who has already been welcomed by God. God who has embraced you when you deserved it the least. God who has celebrated you when everyone else said it's not quite going to work out the way you thought it would. God who runs towards us each time that we return, each time that we remember our hope and our faith is in God. God who celebrates us each time we adore and seek to be more like God. So come. Come to the table, older siblings and wasteful young ones. For God invites us, loves us, and seeks us as we live as God's people. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.